This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. And today's radio show program is dated for June 16th, 2015. Now, I do have a couple of announcements before I bring my guest on. And before I dive into that, I just really want to thank everybody for all the support that you provide me. I am, as you know, very overloaded with work. And so I don't have the time to take every single solitary phone call, text message, email, and let you know. And I just want to say, for all of you out there that support me, that get what I do here, and I think you really know who I really am, I just want to send you out a big, huge thank you. Now, why am I doing that? Because a series of events have occurred that have brought to my attention that it's time for me to step out a little bit more than I already have. And as you guys know, I've been kind of hesitating in this area. I mean, it took me forever, right, to go from audio to video. It actually took me kicking and screaming just to even do a radio show program. And now I'm being faced with continuous messages from guidance that I hold a very key position in the transition that's about to go down. And the messages keep coming in much stronger, that I do play a very important emissarial role, kind of like an ambassadorial role, but with a lot more authority. And so here I am today making that statement to all of you. This really explains why I'm so on fire to support each and every one of you. So I can't do this without you. And I want everyone to get it really clear that you are being called, okay? Like, everybody needs to be sitting and ready. What does that mean? Like, if you were in the military, you would be sitting in your bunkers with your boots on, right? If they're calling you to an assignment or a mission, your boots would be already ready. You'd already be clothed. You'd already be ready to hear the call. This is what I'm saying to you today. So I'm asking each and every one of you to please pass on this audio recording to anyone and everyone that you think this applies to. Because guess what? It's coming in. And this time, it's really real, like as far as timing goes. I am not a prediction expert here, as none of us are. No one knows the hour or the time or the date. But I do feel that there is a great deal that is about to pop within the next 3 months. And because of that, there's an immense amount of work going on behind the scenes. I know it's happening at Galactic Connection. And as many of you have heard, Galactic Connection is an arm for many other projects planetarily involved, as well as the galaxy, okay? So if you feel compelled to contact me, if you feel compelled to share with me messages and information that you feel is essential for the progress of this planet. I don't want to hear doom and gloom anymore, guys, because the bottom line is we are it. We are on call. Okay? Remember, what does that mean? We're the ones that set the stage. We're the ones that create the outcome. We got to stop looking outside ourselves. We are it. And for those of us that are, you know, participating in this radio program, I know my audience. You guys are awesome. You do your work every day. You look in the mirror every day. You take accountability every day. I know you do. Even when you don't, you do. Does that make sense? So I know that one of the messages that has come in continuously for Galactic Connection and me is that I would be used as a major venue for the announcements. So this is one of the reasons that we've been asking people to sign up for the newsletter. This is the reason why you're noticing we're getting more involved in social media. I don't do very well in those areas, frankly. They're not my strong suit. But luckily, my awesome assistant, Romeo, is really taking charge of that. Why? Because we have received the call. When we receive the call, we're going to share as much information as we can with all of you. So I ask you all to do the same. Let's open up our network of communications here. We must unite. And the thing that's probably the most imperative today is to discuss the paradigm in which we think through our day. Meaning, how much focus are we putting on the old way of things, the old way of being and doing, versus what do we want? What do we want to accomplish? Because we are it, and we are going to accomplish it. And I know if I have anything to do with it, we're going to get it done, right? So all of you out there, lots and lots and lots of work behind the scenes. Please know that we are working around the clock, literally. Things have really picked up. Too much for me to even share here, but I just want everyone to know. I'm excited, and I want to ask you, are you? Do you feel it? Do you feel the changes? Do you feel the anticipation? Do you feel, I don't know, kind of a sense of urgency? Because I have. So one of the confirmations to many of the messages I've received is I received an email out of the clear blue from a gentleman named Daniel Teague. Now, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Daniel. He has a website called VegaStarHealings.com. If you want to pull that up while you're listening, cool. But Daniel and I had the blessings of meeting one another in person at a private conference in Arizona. And because of that connection, he was compelled to contact me. He's received some information today that I feel is pertinent, and after checking in with my guidance, I feel that it's very relevant. I want everyone to please sit down, grab a drink, and read between the lines, okay? Now, I want to preface this by saying when I bring him on, do not get hung up on the date, okay? Time, yes, we live in it, but do respond by starting your own preparations, your own things that are still undone. Get them going and start tying up loose ends now. We've got a lot of work to do. You think we've been doing all this work in the past and, you know, like we're going to get kind of a break? Actually, we're going to go into a lot more work, but this time it's going to be a lot more enjoyable, a lot less impediments, and I really do feel like a lot more flow and ease. Okay? So with that saying, I just want to bring on Daniel. Daniel, hey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so excited to be able to announce my message today. This will be the first time ever on radio doing this.
Awesome. And, you know, that makes it even more special. Now, I want everybody to know, now, just check out how synchronistic this is. Most of you know I had a horrific car accident in 2001. I was knocked unconscious. I was in a wheelchair for over 6 months. I was in a cast for 1 year. I was in bed basically for 3 years, and I was in excruciating pain for 11 years. Now, Daniel had a similar situation, traumatic car accident, knocked unconscious, even in a brief coma, and he woke up sensing that he was different. And he went from being a completely shy individual to outgoing overnight. He found himself 20 years later with a personality change, and he realized that he's a walk-in. He's found out that the soul that came in was that from the planet Lyra, which guess what, Daniel? I'm a Lyran too. Okay?
That's so awesome. This is, get along.
Yeah, this, okay, guys, we didn't even know this, stage this, anything. In fact, this is my first time to read his background because this was an on-the-fly interview today. And it says here, over many years, he learned he was an empath. He could sense people from a distance, pick up on their demeanor and temper and general emotions. He realized he could catch their attitude like a cold being near them. Over the years, he realized he could bring comfort to a person by just being in the same room. By the way, that very much insinuates that he's a guardian, okay? As a guardian, we have very special healing gifts because of the auric field and the type of bodies that we carry, as well as our encodements. He developed above normal abilities and over time learned he could communicate with spirits, and he also became a lead ghost investigator. Ooh, that sounds exciting. Realizing he had more to accomplish than just chasing shadows. Daniel has pursued psychic development. He's also started meeting people for the first time that seem to recognize the person's energy as though they had known each other for years. And I think we're all kind of going through that. He's also a self-developed energy healer. And for all of you healers out there, I think he is a great addition to our team. He woke up one day and sensed he could heal a person without knowing why. So we're going to go into a little more onto how he does his healings and share some information there. Now, his greatest claim to fame is he's certified in integrated energy therapy. So we're going to go a little bit into that and how he works with energies. So, Daniel, I first want to say, I think right out the gate, that the very first thing that you contacted me about was an urgent message that was relayed to you from a specific guide. And I would like you to set the stage for everyone so they understand that this is not just like some typical message or guidance or, you know, a psychic reading or whatever. This really went over the course of a period of time, and they kept really hounding you until you stepped forward to go make a connection with someone like myself.
That's fine. Yeah, I just want to tell people I do not do prediction work either. I am a skeptic from time to time, and I just don't like to do that sort of thing. With that said, it almost makes this really real for me. In addition to that, I consider myself a medium, but I have a catch with mediumship. I really don't get a whole lot of messages from spirits. I get messages from beings, and when I say beings, we're talking extraterrestrial. I don't know where these people come from always, and I don't really care, to be honest, as long as the message is authentic. So essentially, going back to early May of this year, I received a message on May 12th from a being who goes by the name Janiqua. Now, this being is actually somebody that I, at the time, didn't realize it, but I met this person in deep meditation months earlier. This is a blue Arcturian.
Awesome.
And he had a ridiculous message to for me to essentially give out to all star seeds. This message isn't in nature for everyone. He specifically said all star seeds and all star seeds only. Now, obviously, this will get out to everyone. However, I want to make this aware to everyone because it needs to start today. It actually needed to start a month ago, but because I dropped this and thought this was a silly prediction, because I don't do prediction work, I just couldn't get my head wrapped around this. So I let it go. So I'm going to start, and I want to read. This is word for word by the being. I'm not a channel. I don't allow other beings to jump in my body. This is literally as although somebody was on the telephone with me, and I was writing word for word from this person. So here we go. It says, and this is on May 12th of this year, attention, all star seeds. This communication is coming from Janiqua, from a distant place. The time has struck the hour that we need to set fifth dimension intention. For a star show is coming, and this will test mankind in this hour of sensitive nature. All star seeds, beings on all continents, need to gather as one and set your intention for, everybody pay attention here, set your intention for peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life. in 68 days' time.
Now Daniel, did you already figure out how far down 68 days' time is?
I've done all the math, but I have to get to the last message because the timeline actually changed.
Cool.
We don't know why this happened, but it happened. So let me continue. So let's go through the three messages, and then we'll get into it. So I asked this being, 68 days' time, is that Earth days, or is that wherever you come from days? And he said where he comes from. So that was that's a big catch right there.
Yes.
And I asked the being, okay, we live on a 24-hour clock. How many hours are in your day? He said 36 approximately. So with that said, when you do the math, from May 12th is 102 days later. Now just hold that in thought.
Okay.
I actually took that exact message and posted it on my Facebook account, on all the groups that I belong to, for starseeds only. There was a lot of attention.
I bet.
But it seemed to fade. And to be honest, I couldn't get my head wrapped around this. And I didn't believe it. I'll be honest, I just didn't believe it. So I dropped it. However, a funny thing happened. On May 14th, the same being, Janiqua, came back to me and said this message. To all star seeds, you have 68 days to set intention. This star show is regarding a visual expression. This is not about good or bad events happening. This is part of a timeline that has been set up for thousands of generations.
Wow.
This will be the first of several events. This expression is for all of mankind.
Wow.
I have to explain. When I posted this message, the original one on Facebook, a lot of people were trying to attach the dots to a negative scenario that has been spread and rumored all over the internet about some sort of impact in September of this year to the Atlantic Ocean. And I have to say, it is not going to happen. I'm sorry, there is some sort of a fear swell going on right now.
Yes.
And fear is the easiest thing to spread. It spreads faster than a wildfire.
I agree.
So even the psychics are maybe predicting this. However, they are only they are sniffing out the fear and reporting it. So don't worry about an impact. That is the only prediction I will actually state. I do not believe there will be any impact at this time. So with that said, this other message was generated a day or two later. Now we come to May 21st. I still was not promoting this message because I just still didn't believe it. And I didn't understand quite what a visual expression meant. So on May 21st, I got this message to the people of Earth. I am Janiqua. You now have 58 days to set your intention. Please remember who you are and why you are here. The hour is approaching quickly. The great visual expression is upon us. Remembrance of your genetic code will complete your activation. That is the last message that I've ever gotten from this person.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to ask you, was it clairaudient?
Absolutely. It was like somebody was just either sitting next to me or on the phone with me, but there was nothing like phone static that we have right now. It did not exist.
Perfect.
And what I would also like to say is the person or the being Janiqua sounded very friendly. He was well-spoken, well-mannered. I mean, it was absolutely extremely wonderful to be, either he was in my presence or I was in his, I don't know. but there was no nervousness, no anxiousness, no nothing. There was a bit of excitement, but everything kind of seemed normal. That was the third message I received, but in reality, I put the message out, but I still just didn't feel the need to contact anybody yet because it's me. Now, I want to explain some events happened that you need to understand about me. There was a movie that recently was released called Tomorrowland. I had no interest in seeing this movie. The previews did not do it for me. I was not intending to go to this movie. In the last week, this all went down.
My God.
I had another acquaintance contact me. If I've seen this movie, I said, no, I have no interest in going. And he said, you need to go. There's a hidden message for everyone. I said, okay. And I just took that and stored that up in my virtual space. In addition to him, within 24 hours, an email came to me from a group that I belong to, telling, if not begging, people that do remote viewing, healing work, this sort of metaphysical stuff that we're all a part of, go see this movie. There's hidden messages. And this came from, call it a scientist or a PhD type of person. And that told me, okay, maybe there is something going on with this movie. So I decided to, let's just call it. And I went to see this movie. And to be honest, I didn't like this movie. I assumed I wouldn't like it from the get-go, but then something hit me like a ton of bricks. There's a scene I'll just explain the scene. And this is actually up on a website because other people have caught this too. You have to remember, in the message, it stated 58 days. This is the part that threw me off guard. The movie Tomorrowland says there are 58 days until the F hits the fan, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows Cape Canaveral underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I was floored by the number. I don't really care about what they were describing. They were describing a doom and gloom situation. And that's not, I don't care about that part. That's a fear thing. It's the number that threw me off. Why did they have to say number 58? That's exactly to the prediction of this being.
Mm-hmm.
Then I contacted other people. And Alexandra, I think you said you had some sort of validation as well, if I remember right, over the phone.
Well, basically, a couple of things. And this is, folks, this is why I brought him on immediately. Number one, last week I was reading some emails, and I had two or three that came in that said, if you haven't already seen the movie Tomorrowland, you need to go. Now, considering how many countless emails I get, I got activated immediately when I heard that, when I read that. I went up and I looked at the previews of what is this movie, who produced it, what is it, what's the core of the movie, and I just knew. It was like I just knew that I had to go see this movie. Now, what's ironic, Daniel, is I went to go see this movie on Monday, the 8th of this month. Okay? You and I spoke.
Okay.
We spoke, what, yesterday or the day before?
Correct.
Okay. So we're talking, I saw the movie on Monday. I then heard.
Difference.
Okay. I then heard from you. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And one of the comments you made was, they've told you that you must get this out to as many people as possible, that there was an announcement. And I am like Daniel. I've been receiving a message over and over again that Galactic Connection will be used as one of the major conduits to get these sorts of announcements out. You know, this is what they kept telling me over and over again. I just kind of blew it off. Then he contacted me saying this exact same thing and brought up Tomorrowland. I'm a little bit different than you. I actually thought the movie wasn't bad from the standpoint that there was not a ton of fear-mongering and the message was very clear that we are the future, that we are the ones that create. Or, you know, it's not like, oh, God, we're just, you know, damned to hell like they always do about extraterrestrials. So I'm curious, what part of the movie activated you?
Oh, that's what I just went over. The number 58.
But
that's
it? Just the number?
That is it.
Okay.
The entire movie, what I didn't get drawn to. I normally don't. That's fine. Don't hold that against me. But
I'm not.
The specific message had to do, and, you know, it's not like I mean, I could have been in the restroom when they said this. This was all set up behind the scenes.
Very interesting.
When I heard that number, and I was keyed into 58 since, you know, I've been getting this prediction message. And so when that I heard that, I paid attention. It basically grounded me in my seat. My date that was with me, my girlfriend, asked me if I was okay, and I said, I don't know. And I knew at that point, and literally I had energy coursing through me.
Wow.
And being an energy healer, it's amazing because that's my indicator saying this is accurate. This has real strong gravity, real potential here. There's something real to happen.
Yeah, it feels like that. It feels like that. And the other thing I didn't tell you, Daniel, was when I finished a lot of my planetary mission work last year in South Africa, I did a lot of work with the Arcturans.
Interesting.
Yes, there's another connection.
Absolutely.
So let's fast forward today and the fact that you are taking this message seriously. You really wanted to stress to people that your intention is about peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life.
Yes, and it needs to be said by starseeds over and over and over through the day as if you're setting the intention for real, because it's exactly what you're doing. I don't know. They haven't shown me what's going to happen. I mean, I wasn't going to go there originally, but I think it's good to know ahead of time. What does a visual expression mean? I contacted this being. I said, can you give me an example of what this means? And they said, yes. I didn't go into a meditative state. I just closed my eyes, and they showed me just a picture of the moon. And then they showed me a dark object in front of the moon. This doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. It's just an example of. So we're talking sky-based, but probably more cosmic level.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time given, because if it's for all mankind, this could be anywhere at any time, you know, on the globe. I mean, it's day and night, always, somewhere. So I don't know what's going to happen. You need to pay attention to the actual message, and we've run this archive if you need to. When they talk about the time has struck, the hour, happening. I mean, this isn't language that I would typically use.
This is
foreign to me, how they talk. But if you've ever honestly been to a channel and you listen to how they talk, it's not far from it. All right. It's different language. It's the dialogue. It's everything. And this isn't typical. So there is something going on here.
Well, now you mentioned something about the moon and how you actually looked up that date, which is August 16th, I believe, and you noticed that it was just going to be a sliver. It wasn't like a full moon type of thing or anything like that, right?
That's what has me thrown off here. I don't think it's a moon. If the calendar is accurate and the moon phases, and these guys are pretty accurate. I mean, you use the Farmer's Almanac and all that. It doesn't have a full moon that night, so I got a feeling it's not the moon. I mean, I remember a few years ago there was a video that made the news about something spinning over Russia high in the sky. It was like some strange object, but it was moving, if you guys remember, and you can look this up.
I did.
It could be something like that, but all over the globe, so that everybody sees it, they are seeing. And that's just what myself, what could this be? And that came to mind. I can't say that's what it is, but I have a strong sensation that something positive or neutral will happen. I can't confirm it will be on August 16th, but when you do the math for 58 days, and this isn't hard to figure out. So if one day equals 24, I'm sorry, one day equals 36 hours, times it by 58. You'll come up with a number, and you'll divide that by our clock, 24 hours. From May 21st, that gives you 87 days. 87 days is August 16th. That's how I got that information.
So, Daniel, let's talk a little bit about, for any of those people out there that are unsure about their own power, unsure about their own ability to manifest what they intend, unsure about how to send that out into the ethers, what would you suggest to them as to what is the most effective way to do this?
Honestly, intention is the easiest thing you can do on the planet. Okay. But if you don't know what that means, it's as if you're going to pick up the phone, but don't physically pick up the phone. You can. Don't dial anything. Just literally state, my intention is peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life. That's an intention right there. It's just a sentence. I would recommend that you have some sense of that it's direct and it's focused. You don't have to direct it at a person. You just have to, you can say this aloud. You can say this in your mind, but be strong and firm about what you say. We need, and this is why the message came earlier in the months, we need a global energetic momentum started. If we can get millions upon millions of star seeds amongst people, or just people in general, if they have to believe in what they're saying, and this is really a general intention. There's nothing crazy here. This can help you in your life. You'll be promoting positive energy to the globe. Gaia, the Earth, needs you now. This is it, guys.
I mean,
we need to do something. It's not any secret that life on Earth is calm and nice and polite. No, there's countries at war, there's threats, there's fear, there's everything. We need to stop all that and get out of that thinking. This is what starts it. We need everybody to say this intention as often as you can remember aloud. You can do this at work in your mind. It doesn't matter.
You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is what I like the best about your message and what really resonates to the core. And again, I say to everyone, pull this into your heart and see if it resonates. It really did with me. It feels very legitimate. But with that said, the other thing that I really liked was that the star being is talking about intention. They're not saying go out and do a massive meditation. Okay? They're saying do an intention. We are very powerful, and there is so much light on this planet that it has penetrated this field so significantly that you and I, Daniel, are already in constant communication on the inner plane now because we've made that connection. And there's not as much impediment, there's not as much obstacles to prevent us from doing so, which is what we naturally do. We naturally contact a person if we have an affinity with them or their goals or their purposes. We will be working with them a lot in the inner plane. We're all doing that. As we speak, we're all doing that. We're just not consciously aware of it in this third dimensional reality that we called life. But what I liked about this was that intention is super easy. You don't have to like stop your day and try to say, oh God, I got to go meditate. You know, you just need to put that intention out from your heart. Remember what the Ascended Masters say. If you feel it, if you speak it, and you take action upon it, you manifest it. So you're using all your bodies to accomplish that which we need to do. We are the ones that are here to do it. Obviously, John Williams in, let's just say, a small town in Europe who doesn't know a thing about spirituality, he has not been called at this time to be responsible and to be accessing this information and making it happen. But all of you that are listening to this program have, right? I mean, this is what we're here to do. So I don't know about you, Daniel. I'm just not a really huge proponent of mass meditations because I've just seen too much experience, too much information has been relayed to me as to how that's being manipulated. by the darker forces on the planet. So I like the fact. Yeah, you do. You do. I really like the fact that they are using the word intention. So there should be no excuse. Now, I know I'm hammering this, Daniel, but there should be no excuse from any of us that we can't put our intention in alignment with seeing everyone out of poverty, disease, misery, sorrow, oppression, war, bloodshed. Now, we don't think about that, right? We just think about envisioning the ultimate beautiful, you know, go back to the beautiful pictures of Atlantis and Lemuria if you need help. And take and see that picture and feel it from within your core, knowing that that's who you really are. You are a light love being. So...
Do you mind if I jump in real quick?
Absolutely, please.
I want to say also, when you set your intention, what also really helps, what will really magnify your intention, I want you to use visualization. I want you to use your imagination. When you say the word peace, envision what that means. When you say growth, envision what does growth mean to you? Prosperity, love, and life. I want you to see it, not just the words, but see what does that mean to you.
Excellent.
And as you're saying the intention, it will just magnify. And once we can get this swell of love and energy and positive intention going around the globe on a constant, it'll come back to you in a positive way. You may even hear about this.
Yeah, and remember that the grid, you know, the guardian grid is already out there. And it's not corruptible, by the way. Okay? You can tap into that grid and pour as much love and intention as you want into it. And all it is just you doing it. Just that's the only action at this point in time regarding this interview that we're asking you to do. So everybody can do this. And Daniel, I just really want to thank you for, I know it took a lot for you to come forward because you were thinking, oh God, I'm just going to get hammered with people giving me a hard time about trying to set a date and, you know, I'm sure that wasn't easy for you.
This has been a complete, it has been difficult because you are putting yourself on the line. My reputation may be on the line, but to be honest, I feel so strongly, it's not my prediction. It's a message being passed.
Yes.
And when spirit has come through to family members that may be in harm's way about a message, it's always accurate. The harm's way might not happen because once you set the intention for the person, they change the variables and it doesn't happen. The timeline changes. So if anything, set the intention. Don't worry about any sort of event because we're only creating positive energy here.
Well,
so there's no downside to this.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I just think we're getting prepared. You know, this is one of those final calls. You know, like, hey, get alert, you know, start paying attention.
I do believe this is one reason I am here on this planet, to deliver this message, because I don't know that anybody else could do it.
I think it's awesome. And I feel like I'm here to provide the conduit for people like you to share these messages, making sure the call gets out to the world. So I'm honored to be able to do this as well. Now, tell me a little bit, like, when I met you, I thought you were just a very interesting person, by the way.
Thank you.
And you just have a very unique way about you. What, in your opinion, is going on up in the galactic realms at this time?
Oh, I need a little more specific. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by the galactic realm?
Well, do you feel that the dark are being very challenged by the allied forces? You know, things like that.
I think it's a mixture of events. I think that now is the time that I don't like to talk about dark. I don't like to talk about fear, evil. Any of that. It may exist or coexist, but I strongly believe that people need to do what's right for them. Regarding the Galactic, I don't get a ton involved with that sort of thing. I only can control so much around myself, so that is what I focus on, and that is what I tell people to focus on. I don't tell people to try and assume what's going on above us. It's out of our control. That sort of thing.
Well, I have a little different take on it, because what is going on above us is actually our fellow shipmates, and we are the, you know, ground. We tend to think of ourselves as the so-called the ground crew, and that there's a separation, but in reality, there is no separation. We are part of them. We are, involved, depending on which timeline, depending on which part of you is interacting with them. You are, in some ways, taking some assignments. And those assignments, those assignments are really starting to rear their heads, folks. I have been getting a lot of emails from people that they're really starting to feel activated. Well, this is why. And part of this is because we ourselves are becoming more aware of our multidimensionality. We're on the ships as much as we're walking the ground here. And we need to understand that it's one of those things where we're going in all the right directions if we recognize our multidimensionality.
I wanted to say one thing when we talked about Galactic, because you did trigger something. I wanted to say that I've been meeting a lot of people recently that, and I've never met these people before in my life, but I have to say, when I meet them, it's bizarre. It's not their face. It's the energy around them it seems so familiar.
Right.
And I've always been told that if you have this sensation, it's usually from a past life. And it's a person you knew before. I don't know which past life, but the funny thing is, a lot of these people aren't just Jack and Jill regular citizens. They are metaphysical types. And they also believe in the Galactic Federation, and some will admit they are part of the Galactic Federation. I believe I am still active in the Galactic Federation, and I often go there in dream state.
Yes.
It's interesting, though, that when you say that you may know somebody from the past, watch their body mannerisms and listen to what they say. They may deny it at first, but at the same time, they may not. They may have to think about it. But some people, and I have had this happen to me, it's an instantaneous, I know you too, and I don't know why. So, and this can happen to everybody out there. So just be aware.
Yeah, and it's more accelerated now because of you bringing forth messages like you're bringing forth, which is we're getting the call,
Absolutely.
But anyway, I just was curious, I haven't really spoken to you that much, and I was curious how involved you were, because I know I work with the Galactic Federation as well. Now, Daniel, I understand you're a healer, and for all the healers that are listening, we would love to hear your background in the integrated energy therapy that you are definitely using to assist people and changing their lives. How does that work?
I love this. I took a course several years ago in IET, and I liked it so much I took additional courses in it, became an advanced level IET healer, integrated energy therapy. This is huge, and I've worked on so many people, and I can't talk enough about it. This is not for everyone, though. This is specific. There are specific criteria to identify in a person if this is for you or not. It is not to be an impulse type of purchase or an impulse type of healing. IET is specifically set up to help people that have gone under enormous emotional and mental strain and struggle to keep a secret in their lifetime. And this could be all the way back to childhood. People who have endured personal crimes, sexual crimes, traumatic negative events. If this was never, quote unquote, if you never got therapy for this at an early age, and you kept this to yourself forever, something people are going through now are, everybody's getting strange medical symptoms. You are basically dumbfounded and not sure what to do with these symptoms. And so essentially you go to your doctor with these symptoms and he just gives you a referral. And you seem to step into the circuit of referrals. So essentially what's happening here is your aura, and everybody knows your aura is your power field or in and around your anatomy. Aura holds these good and bad memories of your life. The symptoms that you're experiencing are not necessarily what you think. Obviously, it's going to be physical to you, but if the physicians are unable to diagnose you correctly, they just want to treat the symptoms. The problem is this can be due to emotional blocks from the negative traumatic events that you experienced or witnessed at one point or another in your lifetime. So I recommend that IET has been set up to work with people that who are, quote, medical mystery types. If you have digestion and bowel-related issues, chronic body pains, sleep disorders, or even PTSD type of symptoms. The best part of this is you do not have to tell me what happened to you. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I don't want to know. That is an absolute private matter for you. And I work on people exactly the same way every time. And what I really wanted to get in with the healing aspect of this, all of this is done from a distance. I don't do any direct contact type of healing with anyone. I was born with some sort of healing ability, but I didn't know it at the time. Over decades, I found out by accident, but I had a dream that I could heal. I didn't understand it. I took it somewhere. We call it a Reiki share. I found out I was actually able to move energy. And I also found out that when I touched the person, it didn't feel very comfortable to me. So when I withdrew my hand and just did the same thing hovering over someone, it worked just fine.
Excellent.
I incorporate the remote healing ability with IET. I haven't changed anything about integrated energy therapy. All I've done is been able to set my intention and do exactly what the process states for IET for healing. Kicker is, it's not in person. I don't do this over the phone either. There is a phone consultation to set up your expectations. That's it. And then I do the work. And different areas of IET within the aura have to do with, I'll stand by a second here. Is Andrea, hold the phone a second.
Okay. Well, while he's holding, please do me a favor. And if you're new to Galactic Connection, please check out our daily blog page. It runs 365 days a year. We also are renowned for our implant removal series, which includes not only the physical removal and the etheric removal of implants, but it also includes the alignment, the fragmentation, and the karmic removal on the soul level, and then the cleaning and the repairing and the rejuvenation of the DNA level. So check that out. We've done a lot of them. You know, we're talking thousands, and we continue to work behind the scenes with that to bring you the best. Of course, you'll be receiving my alchemy, which is a very important part of it. Daniel, are you back yet?
Yes, ma'am. Good again. I want to tell people types of emotional blocks, where they sit in the aura. Now, this is also posted on my website. These blocks can be from guilt, distrust, shame, threat, bad choices in life, heartache, anger, resentment, stress, and fear. These are all the blocked areas. And depending where you aren't blocked up and manifest or not handled correctly into physical sensations that you're having. What can this bring you? What can this offer you? Everyone's going to be uniquely different. But an example, after an IDT healing, you can have a sense of calm internally. If you're having pain that you can't figure out where it's coming from, the pain will seem to just vanish. If and only if this is all linked to an emotional block. If you fall down the stairs, chances are it's not an emotional block. You know exactly that it was blunt impact. However, if you've had pain going on through your life, this could be back pain, arm pain, strange pain, stuff you just can't understand. The doctors don't understand. Your x-ray, there's nothing going on. It's a metaphysical block. It's not physical.
Yeah.
So, in addition to that, I've had a lot of people who have sort of PTSD type symptoms and they're unable to stand being around crowds of people.
Yes.
They run away. After IET is done, I have to say that it's typically 3 to 5 sessions. And where do I get that number from? The human, you guys, when you do an IET session, the first session, not everybody's going to release at once because your body honestly doesn't know who the heck I am. And it may stick, put up a little protective wall and won't release. However, 2 and 3 in the same sequence of days, 3-day period, back to back, amazing things will happen. However, some people often release more on the 3rd day, which may 4th or 5th session. It's unknown ahead of time to predict how many sessions you'll need. The catch is, though, I have never had yet, and I say yet, anyone go beyond 5, regardless of extreme. Regarding my prior words about people who run away from crowds, you won't run away anymore. You'll have a sensation, whatever was existing will be missing, and you won't have the need to run away.
You know what, Daniel, you're describing a lot of the leftovers of also from abductees. And I would imagine
you hit that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine this is very effective for that as well. Now, the other thing, folks, y'all know that I'm really big on remote healing where they don't have to put their hands on you. And you also know that I'm a very huge proponent of supporting healers in general, because I wouldn't be here today without the assistance of a copious number of healers in my own life. So I'm here to support all of you. And if we can support one another, which I know we're all going to start working together in a more unified field. I see that. I know that. In fact, I'm working towards that myself. But I think Daniel really has something to offer for those of us, kind of like you hear me say, I'm here to be the healer of healers, meaning I'm like a respite. I'm an area that you can trust. You know that I am very diligent and specific in my own integrity. And, you know, Daniel, let's talk a little bit about that, because integrity is everything for one who they basically present themselves as a healer. But if they are not working on their own stuff, I mean, you know, healers don't have to be perfect. OK, but I mean, if they're not working on themselves or using that which they use on others, or using techniques that they use with others, then there's a little bit of a disconnect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you say if somebody was asking, you know, how they could trust you? You know, they could trust your field. They could trust you tapping into their field.
I think I know what you're talking about. I mean, if you were talking about chakras here,
Yeah, I do that.
If you want to know, I do chakra balancing as well, even for healers. If you think you may or may not be in sync with yourself, I do, for no cost, chakra scans for free. to determine if you need a balancing or not. And that's something simple you can email me on or contact me through my website at vegasstarhealings.com. It's a real quick scan, and I can literally tell you which chakra is open, which one is closed. Obviously, we all know there are seven on the third dimension body. And it is just, I do the healing with intention and energy, and it is also silent, and people, it will depend on if you're sensitive to, if you feel the energy coming in right away. If you don't, it's no big deal. Chakras have to do with pain more on a daily basis, unexplained pain. If you have a closed chakra, how you think and act and walk and talk, essentially, your emotions and your thinking can be altered if your chakras are closed.
Very good.
Excuse me. So when you have a chakra balancing by me, all seven, not one at a time, will be essentially opened. And effects can be felt almost immediately, but the catches what I've described is the chakra healing itself, or these balancing, will continue for up to 24 hours. So if you are having strange symptoms, let it work. You may sleep so good, it is amazing. For people who have sleep disorders, it's interesting. Your third eye chakra is connected to sleep, and it's also connected to your pineal gland.
Yes.
Which is a real gland in your brain. The pineal gland regulates melatonin. What happens when this gets calcified by toxic metals?
It's
all
down.
Related, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but if you want me to, I'll go ahead and just say that outside of energy healings, start researching about liquid potassium iodide. It can do wonders for you. It is natural. It comes from seaweed. It's an extract. It cleans all the glands in the body and your organs. So if you've been ingesting or absorbing toxic metals, you know what they are, fluoride, all that. It's a method of cleaning. And I just like to say this as a healer, it is just something that's a wonderful product, and it's really affordable. Most people buy it from organic supermarkets or the internet. It is beneficial for everything.
Now, Daniel, question, back to the chakras for a second.
Sure.
There's a very strong belief out there that chakras do not serve us. And in fact, there's a belief that you should just shut your chakras down. What would you say to that?
That is somebody who lives in fear and has never had their chakras opened. Those chakras are you. That is going to maintain your being. That brings us insight, love, everything.
Okay. I'm just curious because it's very strong. I personally feel that I acknowledge my chakras as part of me. And I think that as your consciousness grows and as you really start cleaning yourself out and you do a lot of your own inner work, you don't rely on your chakras as much. In fact, I've noticed the last person that scanned me, they said, wow, what are you doing, man? Your chakras are in balance and, you know, they're all open and everything else. And I think it's just once you get to that place where you're not as derailed by the ongoing dissonance within the field that you live in, you know, meaning the planet Earth, right? Because we're so affected by everybody and everything around us.
So. I tell people, and people ask me, why do chakras close? For the straight up answer, they close up because of negative energy, negative emotion.
Very good.
And this can be at work or at home. You guys are living your life. You can only control so much.
Yes.
But typically it's negative emotions that will shut these things down. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens over time. And sometimes I find that, and I will give solutions once you have been open. I tell this to everybody. If you allow me or a healer in general to open your chakras, how can you keep them open on your own?
Yes.
I tell people it's this simple, but you have to do it on a regular basis. Learn how to meditate. You'll have to find what meditation is correct for you. There are thousands of them. I tell people research chakra meditations. Go to them in groups. You can download them on YouTube or another type of platform. Crystals. I'm not big into crystals, but I respect it. Everybody resonates differently. Crystal therapy. Find out what crystals work per chakra. I have posted some links on my website, but you're free to search the internet for this.
Crystals and me are a big deal. Man, I love crystals. And also, it depends on the way you define meditation, don't you think? I mean, you know, there's so many.
Absolutely. I have found also that people that regularly meditate are not actually opening all of their chakras. They sense that their crown and the third eye are open, but in reality, the other five are closed, or
right.
several of them are closed, because, you know, there are specific ones that are going to radiate specific energy, and you'll know it. And the other ones, you're not going to be sure of.
Other than
seeing colors. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to, just to interject, I mean, how do you feel that the opening of the chakras is correlated with being grounded with Mother Earth?
You'll feel it.
Yeah.
You will have a sense. And everybody's going to be different. But there is a sense of knowing if you're grounded or do you feel airy that day? Are you having constant brain fog?
Well, because I think that, for example, I mean, the workload for me right now is pretty crazy. And I've got a million fires going, you know, irons in the fire, so to speak. Yet I don't feel like flighty. I don't feel like scatterbrained. I don't feel like I can't remember what I was just working on kind of thing. And to me, that shows me that I'm really doing grounding with the planet. And I'm here to tell you guys, if you are still real airy-fairy, if you're still kind of like thinking you've got to travel out there and not be within your own temple, wrong. It's really important to reconnect and take back your own power within your own vehicle.
Do you mind if I throw a third thing out at people that I offer?
Please.
That I do something called an aura scan remotely. This can, I used to call this a medical scan, but in reality, I touch other people's auras remotely and I can actually palpate them and identify areas of concern on the anatomy, front and back, head to toe. And what was determined a long time ago is I was identifying past, present, and future areas of concern.
Perfect.
And for a healer, this is a good introductory, call it, to gain trust with someone who doesn't know you. And you'll gain the insight, and it can lead into more of an attractive relationship regarding healing work. And I do other types of healings that I develop, but specifically I'm focusing on benefiting the person's health. And benefiting you feeling much better and getting you out of discomfort.
Well, you know what else, Daniel, that's super important right now is it is like the healers, the practitioners, the star seeds, we are the ones that are blazing this new trail. And we're also the ones, and many of us, in many cases, we don't even realize that we have taken on a lot of disease and pain, et cetera, for the sake of the planet, to transmute it and let go of it. What happens is our third dimensional reality bodies get really clogged up because we have such an intention and a yearning and a desire to serve that we just keep trying to, everywhere we go, we're trying to transmute, we're trying to assist, and our bodies just can't keep up with it. And that on top of, you know, the chemtrails, and the fluoridated water and the, you know, GMO'd food, our bodies are just being very overloaded. I think, Daniel, you have a really good point from the standpoint that if we can continue to just kind of smooth out our auric fields, it's all going to be cool eventually. Because really, he's right in the fact that I would say in the work I do as an alchemist, I would say the majority of the bottles that I make, when they send stuff in and go, I've got all this going on, I would say 90% of the time, it's lodged in the emotional body. And it's not typically of this lifetime. You know, a lot of past life work, you know, that's what we're being called to do. That's my whole point, is we're really trying to clean out our closets. And I was drawn to Daniel saying that he works a lot with trauma. And guess what? I get phone calls and emails all the time from people that are saying, God, I just can't figure it out. I've done all my work. You know, I've got good intentions. I really walk my talk. And yet I still have this chronic issue. Nobody can figure out what's wrong with me. I can't seem to get down to the bottom of it. And anytime I hear that story, you probably agree with me, it's just screaming past life.
I can attest to that. IET, the four areas of the aura, are the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And spiritual in IET means past life. Mm-hmm. I do not identify which past life, but I can identify, yeah, you brought this stuff in. So right. It's part of your karma now that we can get rid of it.
Right.
As if pending, it has to be an emotional block.
Yeah.
I can't fix your physical problems, but if we remove the emotional block, guess what? The body heals with, because nothing's going to fight or prevent it.
I agree. And it's always top down, folks. And everybody knows that. All you healers out there know that. It starts in the spiritual body to begin with and above, you know? So, well, I really want to thank you, Daniel, for relaying this message to everyone. If you get any other urgent messages, please don't hesitate to contact me. Everyone, please check out Daniel's website. It is VegaStarHealings.com. And you can check out his work and all that he does and who he helps and what he provides. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we tie this up?
That's about it. I just recommend everybody please start setting your intention and follow the message for all star seeds so we can make a difference in the next 3 months, 3 years, or 3,000 years.
And I would second it by saying we have made a difference because you know what? We got this far. And there is a part of our timeline that we didn't know if we were going to do this. So I pat every single one of you on the back for all the work that all of you are doing. Don't ever forget that you individually healing yourself, you end up healing others on the same vibrational band. So thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing. And again, let's set our intention for perfect peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life for all beings, not just human, but all of our animals and insects and our trees and our oceans, everything that is on this planet. So thank you, Daniel. I really appreciate you contacting me, and I just want to send love out to all you guys out there. Take care, and we will talk to you shortly. Again, check out galacticconnection.com. We are there to serve. Lots of love, everyone. Take care. Bye. Hey, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is basically an addendum to the previous interview that I did with Daniel Teague. We received another incoming transmission that we feel is very essential for everyone's listening pleasure, and so I am just going to go ahead and dive right in. Hey, Daniel, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So Daniel has another important piece of information that he feels needs to get out to the world. So go ahead, Daniel. Go for it.
Okay. So on June 13th, I had another different being come to me in telepathy. And he is describing himself as a Centurion being from Alpha Centauri.
Oh,
and
cool.
He is calling himself Silvex. That is S as in Sam, I-L-V-E-X. He said, and this is a quote from him, word for word, "When the hottest days arrive, it will not be the sun that is creating a disruption. It will be from this expression. Do not be in fear from this expression. Please follow the intention as you have been provided with." And just to review, the intention is for peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life. That's it.
Fabulous. So just one more time. Go ahead and say that again. So when the hottest day arrives.
When the hottest days arrive. Now, this is not necessarily geared for Arizona, where I live. This is global. When the hottest days arrive, it will not be the sun that is creating a disruption. It will be from this expression. Do not be in fear from this expression. Please follow the intention as you have been provided with. And again, set your intention for peace, growth, prosperity, love, and life.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. And you happened to mention to me that this being is actually standing with you as we speak, correct?
Yeah, he actually popped in about 3 or 4 minutes before you contacted me, and I was a little confused, but he said that he wants to just be present while I made this live transmission.
Well,
so
thank
I think
him.
That is really cool.
Thank him for that. I do speak with the Centaurians. So that's very cool. That's another confirmation, by the way, Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to
getting
add,
weird, and I love it.
Yeah, I also want to add to everyone this worldwide demonstration of the Peace World Map that's been put out by Quiche, Dr. Quiche. A lot of people pronounce it Quiche, but I think it's Quiche, but maybe I'm wrong. And he is mentioning that he has the technology to stop bullets from being shot and fired. Now, this was predicted by Mark Huber. Many of you have heard me talk about him before. I was very impressed with the intel Mark Huber shared back in the, I think this was in the early 2000s. And one of the things that he said was when that hour got closer, we would start noticing things like this occurring where weaponry is not working properly. And tankers that are moving weapons are not able to get to their location. And people in the battlefield begin to get confused because they recognize that their weapons are no longer working. And this is actually being announced that he will be starting this technology on June 21st. And it's supposedly going to occur the 21st for 3 months. And then in September, it goes for 2 days. And then in December, it goes for 3 days from the 21st through the 23rd. And then in March, it goes 7 days from the 21st through the 27th. And then in June, it goes 14 days. So please check that out. There is an awesome article up there about that. And I'd highly recommend that you check it out. It's at www.quichefoundation.org. Please make a note of that and check that out. So, Daniel, is there anything else that you wanted to share with me?
No, that was about it.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to contact me regarding the message, they can do so from my website at vegastarthealing.com.
Perfect. Okay, everybody, you heard it. So don't forget, let's keep walking, thinking, talking, being the intention of world peace, world joy, world prosperity, world life, world freedom for every single living being. Don't forget the trees, the birds, the insects, and of course our beloved animals as well. So we lots of love to everyone. Thank you, Daniel, for popping back on, and we will catch you guys next week, same time, Tuesday afternoons, Pacific Standard Time, from 3 to 4:55. Take care. As always, I am here to serve all of you awesome people out there. Love and light. Take care. Bye.